Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. How blessed I am to be here today. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for allowing me to give this message on how to avoid God's judgment. We'll be looking about God's judgment through the Bible. We serve a just and very loving God. He wishes that none should perish, but we are given free will to choose right or wrong. And if we choose wrong, that can be a real problem for us. Did you know that through your life, God's Father woos you to Christ, his Son, for salvation? He wants you to come to him, repent of your sins before Jesus, and be saved. That is God's true love for us all, to be with him in glory someday forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus, for your death on the cross, for that makes it possible. And also, Father God, for giving us your Son, Jesus, because you loved us that much. When I look back as an unsaved man, I would have been under God's judgment. But now, when I gave my life to Christ, I am set free. Thank you for that, Jesus. God's judgment remains on those who are not saved by Christ Jesus, our Lord. That is why we should be praying for those lost friends and loved ones. Share Christ with them through God's Holy Bible, the Living Word. We are not promised tomorrow, so let us not delay in our witnessing and do it as soon as possible. The judgments of God are discipline from the Lord for those whom he loves. As we see in Hebrews 12, we should be far more concerned if we are not experiencing his discipline, because that would be evidence that we are not his. The higher the calling, the more severe the discipline is. If I were to twist God's word, teaching false truths, I would be under great discipline from God, and rightly so. That is why I'm very careful to make sure that I do not do that. Many pastors today teach God's word by misusing it, by false teaching. Many times they add to or take away from the written word. In Deuteronomy 4:2, it states, "Do not add to the word that I command you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you." When God commands you to do something, and you do not do it, there can be judgment. In other words, this refers to intentionally changing or distorting the meaning of God's word by adding interpretations not found in the text or removing crucial parts of the message. Revelation 22, 18 and 19 says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in the book." That is why we have to be so very, very careful when sharing God's word. Looking in John 5, 21 through 25, "For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Being saved by Christ Jesus, God's only Son, has great meaning for us Christians. We are saved by grace of Christ Jesus. Grace is a gift from God that we do not deserve. We need to be on that cross, not Jesus, but he is the only one worthy to do this for us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 3:16 and 17 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I'd like to look in Acts 5, 1 through 11, talking about the judgment of God on a man and his wife. It says, "But a certain man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep part back of the price of the land, while it remained as it was not thine, and after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Then the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after that his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter said unto her, "Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much." And she said, "Yea, for so much." Then Peter said unto her, "How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And young men came in, found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, all as many as heard these things. If you look around the world today, it is full of evil people. No one is dropping dead as Ananias and Sapphira did, Beck talks about in Acts, but God is still seeing, all seeing. He knows everything. All the evil being done, and those people will be under his judgment. They will be found accountable and judged accordingly. Let's look in Matthew 5:45, where it says, "That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." You see, because you're a Christian does not keep us from all the evil all around us every day. But the good news that Christ Jesus gave his life to save us from all evil gives us great hope. Thank you, Lord. By God's gift of free will, lets us choose the right things that please the Lord Jesus found in his holy word. Do not listen to others and do the wrong things because everyone else does. The road to hell is broad and wide by people living their lives the way they wish to. They do not want to follow God's word and be accountable to him. They want to remain in their sin because it pleases them and feels good. Let's look about God's judgment found in James 4:4. It says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the fellowship of the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God." This is very clear in the Bible. Do not follow the world, or the world or the people in it. People can make fun of you and say all kinds of evil things against you for your right choice to follow Jesus. Psalms 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You see, someday our Lord Jesus will judge all the unjust people. What we have learned about God's judgment, we have learned how to avoid his judgment on this world by giving our life to him, by confessing our sins. We will be not facing his judgment in hell and the lake of fire because we have given our lives to him. Thank you, Jesus. In closing, I would like to tell you how to avoid God's judgment by giving your life to Jesus Christ. Let's look in John 3:16 and 3:17 and also in Romans 10:9 and 10. John 3:16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Romans 10:9 and 10 says that if you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:10. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." If you have cried out to Lord Jesus and asked him to forgive you, he will. And now you're a child of the Most High God, Jesus the Christ. Thank you all for being here with us today. God bless you all. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.